My mother was born in 1907, just past the turn of the century, at a time when Jews were considered vital, productive members of German society. She and her brother Richard were sheltered and nurtured throughout their early years, shielded from the harsh volatility of pre-war times. Exceptionally devoted to my free-thinking grandfather, Bernard, she'd accompany him on archaeological excavations, developing an early appreciation for the beautiful German countryside. And while growing up in Nuremberg, she'd initially experience a city deeply indebted to her family for their historic contributions to the nation.
A special charm is the marketplace. There is the famous beautiful fountain and the Church of Our Lady. A 15th century commerce building is also on the marketplace. And there is the picture of my grandfather.
My great-grandfather Berthold was every bit the German equivalent of a Rockefeller or a Carnegie during the 19th century Industrial Revolution. He was integral to the expansion of railroads throughout southern Germany and to the development of an extensive inland waterway system in Bavaria, crucial for modern trade and commerce. Yet most remarkably, after forging a dynamic partnership with Rudolf Diesel, then a relatively unknown inventor, Berthold became personally responsible for the international commercial success of the diesel engine. Through tireless work and dogged negotiations, he directed the worldwide licensing, production, and distribution of Diesel's now famous design. As the diesel emerged as the prime driving engine of the Industrial Revolution, my great-grandfather Berthold became the engineer.
I'm telling you this to show you how things all of a sudden changed. I mean, his picture was there because he was a citizen of the city. But when Hitler came to power, we weren't citizens anymore. We were outside the law.
Though still a young child, my mother enjoyed several memorable years with her famous, charismatic grandfather. Berthold would ultimately die in 1915, amid the destitution of the First World War, while arranging food drives for the starving citizens of Nuremberg. In grieving respect, the city placed his effigy on the historic Commerce Building in the Central Market District. From that location, 20 years later, he'd look down upon bands of marching Nazi youths, spreading fear and hatred throughout his beloved city.